Hello, and welcome to Second Row Conversations. I'm Letitia, also known as Lady P, and I'm so glad you joined us today on the Second Row. I am excited to have a special guest, but let me go back. Guys, it is episode 4. Time is flying. I can't believe it. And time is really going fast, but I'm excited that we have made it this far. And I thank you for joining me as we've gotten to this point. So again, I'm excited to have a special guest with me today. Yay! She is First Lady, but then I found out Pastor McLeod. And I'm so glad that you're here with us today. So
Thank you so much for inviting. We in trouble. Oh. Thank you so much for inviting me. This is awesome.
Thank you.
This is awesome. This is something that I feel that it's going to flourish. It really is, because this is some things that people really need to listen to. Just sitting here chatting.
So like I told you, it's just a conversation.
Just a conversation.
So I'm excited about the conversation we're going to have. So just a little bit about Ms. Pastor First Lady McLeod. She is married to Pastor
Bishop Reginald McLeod.
Thank you, Bishop Reginald McLeod. Mm-hmm. And how long have you been married?
We have been married 28 years.
28 years. That's awesome. Well,
it's 27 years. Okay. It'll be 28 years in October.
In October. Mm-hmm. Wow. And special news.
Special news. Yes. It's October the 26th.
Yes.
Bishop and I will be renewing our vows.
That's awesome. Awesome. I'm excited for you guys.
Yes, I'm excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So, proud parents of 4 adult children, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And grandparents. Yes.
Of four.
Mm-hmm. Are you Gigi? Are you
I
Hannah?
Am Gigi, girl. Yes.
Gigi. Absolutely. Gigi. Yes. Fabulous Gigi, too.
Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, ma'am. And so you are pastors of Mended Hearts.
Mm-hmm. Mended Hearts Ministries, okay. Where Jesus is Lord and everybody is somebody.
Absolutely.
In Darlington, South Carolina, right across from the racetrack.
Right across from the racetrack, mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how long have you been there?
We have been there for 7 years.
Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. And I found out today, and she just found out today, that we have more in common than we even realize, right?
Do.
Okay. So I'm a school counselor, and I found out that you are also
I'm a school counselor.
And you have mental health counseling background.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I do.
And I'm a licensed professional counselor.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I just got licensed beginning of the year.
Okay.
And
awesome.
We are both members of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority,
yes,
Incorporated.
Yes.
We getting a thumbs down over in the corner, but that's okay. It's okay. It's all love. It's all green love. Yes. So found that out today, and that's exciting. So we had so much more, and we didn't know.
We
met through our husbands, but we did not know. And that's why this is another reason why I wanted to have this opportunity, because it's just it's an opportunity to get to learn and know about people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about the things that you're doing in your life.
Okay.
And so before we go any further, this is a question I ask all my guests. So what are 3 words that your friends would use to describe you?
I think 3 words that they would use would be reliable, real, and consistent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk about the real.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that characteristic. What does that mean? How do you...
So you have those friends that will sugarcoat to remain friends.
Okay.
I'm your friend.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Right or wrong, I mean, we still gonna ride or die.
Right.
But I don't... I like to be able to... be able to tell you what's right, and we still maintain friends.
Absolutely.
in such a manner.
Okay.
So I don't sugarcoat it. Mm-hmm. I state it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do it a little raw.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost, right?
Yes. But now because we mentioned mental health.
Yeah.
And going to school, it teaches you how to really dissect.
Yes.
And how to approach.
Okay.
And so I approach differently now because everybody is not me. My husband used to tell me, I remember my best friend, me getting mad with her some years ago, in which we've been best friends over 35 years.
Okay.
Same friend. Mm-hmm. And my realness kept us being friends because she's also real.
Okay.
I got mad with her because of an area in her life that she didn't have the strength that I thought she had. And my husband told me, he said, baby, everybody's not as strong as you.
Right.
And so I had to learn how to, I had to learn how to know how to approach things and not get to that point that I'm being judgmental.
Yes.
Especially in my realness. And I don't want, I never want people to feel like I'm better than them because I had struggles too.
Okay.
But it was my struggles that brought me to this point.
Yes.
And my mom even tell you, she be mad at me sometimes. I'd be like, no, you know you're wrong. You just wrong.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So yeah, it's that I like to tell people, I want to be able to tell people in such a manner that growth will happen.
Yes.
That growth will happen.
Yes. And that's important. You don't want them to stay right where they are.
That's right.
I can meet you where you are.
That's right.
But I want to push you to better. I want to push you to that growth. And that's very important.
Absolutely.
And so with that kind of goes back to the reliability, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm real with you, then you know I got your back.
That's right.
I'm not going to steer you wrong.
I got
Is that
you.
A fair statement?
Listen, we can fuss and fight, but guess what? Now we got
to
go. Come
right.
On.
What time are we going to dinner?
Absolutely.
We meet for brunch?
Absolutely. Get your coat, come on, put your lips in.
Exactly, mm-hmm, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. And that's important to have
a
friend in your corner that's going to be real and
Absolutely.
Not sugarcoat it. Because at the end of the day, I need to know, am I doing it the right way?
That's right.
And you getting other perspectives mm-hmm. of the situation and what's going on. So that's very important. Yeah. So how do you use that at the church? Has that...
But they know that too.
Okay, okay,
And having children... You know how you can talk to this one.
Yes.
To that one.
Yes.
Now this one, I have to be a little bit more, you know, calmer. Mm-hmm. This one, my mom used to tell me a lot, I try to tell you in a nice way, but now I got the fuss.
Now I got the fuss. Right.
So, but they, in the church, they really know me mm-hmm. and they're like, Pastor, I need your honest opinion. I know I come to you because I know you'll tell me.
Okay.
And so... I take offense to some people that when they get on the pulpit, they say, well, I'm going to tell you, just like the Lord gave it to me. He gave it to you because that's how you can handle it. But when he gives it to me, I have to distribute it in the manner that you can take it.
Absolutely.
Because you may not can't take it the way he gave it to me because I'm tough.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll give it to me like, you know, you're wrong.
Yes.
Now, if I say that to somebody else who's vulnerable at the time, then I'm going to mess up.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to mess up.
Yes.
So I'm very cautious and how I say things, and even in my demeanor, because that plays a very big yes. part. I don't have to say anything.
But your face can tell it.
And I always do.
I'm trying to get delivered. Ooh. My face. It's so hard. But I'm getting better.
I'm getting better,
That's
too.
That's what my friends, my coworkers are like, you're getting better, but it's been a struggle. Yes.
I used to, God rest her soul, Tanya Ferguson mm-hmm. used to go to our church, and she's deceased now. Mm-hmm. And... we used to pastor K Branch in Hartsville for 15 years.
Okay.
And I'll be sitting on the pulpit and I'll see something that kind of just wasn't right with my uh-huh. spirit. And I'd be up there and she'll say,
fix your face.
I'd be like, oh, Lord.
Yes. Oh, trust. I get yeah. the same little notes on our text. Like,
yeah.
fix your face.
Like,
oh, I didn't
fix
even realize
face.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're right. God knows how... we can receive information, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lady at our church, a friend, a sister from my church, that talks about, you know, we talk about IEPs, mm-hmm. right? Individual mm-hmm. education mm-hmm. plans. Mm-hmm. And she says she believes that God does the same thing for us. He knows.
Yeah, ain't that something?
He knows what we need, how we need it, how we need to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he can talk to me in a small, still voice.
Yeah.
To someone else, he may have to yell at them because they don't understand a small, still voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it is. It's all in your approach.
It's
important that we understand that and know, like you said, with our children,
mm-hmm.
we only have one daughter. But being a school counselor, I have a whole lot of children.
Oh, yeah.
And so you have to understand how you can. Some students, you can just...
Mm-hmm.
be, you know, mm-hmm, gentle. Mm-hmm.
And why are you in here again?
Exactly. But then some you have to
Come on in and sit down, baby. Sit down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So it's important to understand the difference. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. I'm glad you talked about that. Yeah. That's important.
Yeah.
Because some people don't understand.
They don't.
And they jump on people and that doesn't help.
Yeah.
So you talk about sitting in the pulpit.
Whew.
Because you are also a pastor. Yes.
And I don't run to everybody's pulpit.
Okay. Talk about
it. So I have a couple identities. I can go and say, no, I'm going to be first lady. I'm going to sit on the first pew.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to sit here today.
Okay.
You know, or especially when I go with my husband.
Yes.
Because I try to go with him wherever he go, mm-hmm, to cover, number one.
Okay.
And number two, to show that I'm there.
Yeah.
So if I'm on the front seat, I have that eye contact with him. And the pulpit is okay. I don't have to run to it.
Yeah.
I don't have to run to it,
okay,
because most of my work is out here in the audience.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So.
Cause you can cover him.
I can cover him.
From sitting in the.
Absolutely.
Sitting on the road, right.
Absolutely.
So how do you determine that? Again, you just, mm-hmm, however God leads you to do that, or just knowing?
I am always led.
Okay.
I am always led. We've been taught very well. Our pastor is Gilbert Wilson and Juanita Wilson.
Okay.
From King Street.
All right.
We were taught very well. I went through missionary class.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I've been on the front row, seemed like forever, because I always sat next to her. And so we went through the training.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her always telling me, watch me and you'll learn.
Okay.
I don't have to teach you everything. Just watch me. Mm-hmm. And, so I'm excited about that learning piece because it helped me in my growth, in being a first lady.
Okay.
I never thought that I would be, I knew that the Lord had a calling on my life. I mean, I'm in a family full of pastors and preachers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I knew I was in there, mm-hmm, you know, but never knew that I would marry one. Never knew I would marry one. Yeah.
Was he a pastor when you guys got married?
He was not.
He was not. Okay.
He actually was in military.
Okay.
Listen, it's we grew up as children.
Really? That's right, because y'all are sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. High school, middle school. Okay.
Right there on
elementary.
38.
Yes.
The ditch.
Wow.
Sitting in the ditch, just talking about life. You know, it used to be a group of us down there in Blenheim, South Carolina.
Come on, Blenheim, ginger ale.
Oh my, honey. And it's real what it says.
All right.
Hot a mile.
Put a little burn in your chest. Okay. If you don't know, you need to find them.
You need to find Blenheim. It'll heal everything.
Everything.
So we were sitting in the ditch. We would talk. We would laugh, you know, and I just remember those old days playing in a big field, baseball, everybody being together. And so I graduated 86 and went to college. He graduated 87. And so he went to military, and we kept in contact and stuff then, not as frequent, but we kept in contact. At that time, after I graduated from college, me and his mom worked at the same factory, because during that time when I graduated in 91, there was a freeze on everything, because remember, it was war.
Yeah,
I think it was
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
I can't think of war it was, but
Mm-hmm. So it was war then. So everybody was on a freeze. So I was like, look, money is money. I don't care where you spend it.
That's right.
Hey, when I give you a dollar, you don't know where that dollar's coming from. Whether it's coming from the stripper club.
That's right.
Or whether it's coming from the church.
Exactly.
So I needed to work. So she and I, you know, worked together and everything. And I remember in 1995, I went through a rough patch in my life. And, you know, when you, there are years, you know, if you can think back a year of a time, you say, God, if you can just tear that out of the book. That was one of my rough times. And that was one of the worst times in my life that I really didn't think I was going to make it.
Okay.
It really was. It was a very, very low place. Mm-hmm. And he was stationed in Texas, Fort Hood, Texas. My uncle's military as well. So during the summers, wherever they went, well, one particular, my Uncle Ronnie, wherever he went, I was there.
Okay.
You know, when they're doing the summers and whatnot with work. And so he was stationed up there. And he told me, he said, I want you to come up here for a week. So when I went to Texas, I knew Reggie was there.
Yeah.
So I went to Texas. I told his mom, I said, Miss Josie, I'm going to Texas. And he said, she said, well, make sure you say something to that boy while you up there. And so when I got up there, I called him that night when I got there, he wasn't there. Mm. I'm in Texas, he in Bennettsfield. The Lord said, not now.
Not yet.
I need to heal. So I didn't see him until that Friday I came back. And when I saw him that Friday, when I got back, we were sitting in the car. I had just bought a Geostorm back then. It was popular.
Yeah.
Bought a Geostorm. We were sitting in the yard talking. I went to the house right. He was leaving that next morning. And he said, in about 6 months, I'm getting out. You know, I'm ready to get out. I think he did about 10 years. And he said, I want to spend time with my mom. He's a mama's boy. He said, I want to spend time with my mom. And I said, okay. He said, I said, well, look me up when you get out, you know, and we just talk, you know. And sure enough, July 1995, he got out of military. He came home. My brother called me one night. He was there. They were together. And he said, what you doing? And I said, I'm in the bed. And I said, what you doing? You home for real? And he came home in 95, and his mom died the same month he came home. Died in the sleep. Okay. And the Lord allowed me to pray for him, to cover him. And it was so powerful because, you know, you think back on relationships that you had and you were like, no, I know that ain't it. Mm-hmm. That definitely not it.
You know,
but this one was different.
It felt different.
It felt very different. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the Lord had me praying for him. And what I was feeling at that time, you know, it was like, God, why am I praying so hard for this boy for? And then when he asked me to marry him, it was scary. It was scary because I meant we friends. You know? Married.
Never thought. Okay.
It was prophesied to me, and I was dating somebody at the time. And this prophet prophesied to me. And I'm very deep when it comes to prophecies, because I'm gonna stand up there and I'm gonna find out what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And he said, he told me that he described the man that I was going to marry, and it appeared to be almost similar to who I was with at the time.
Okay.
And I just looked at him, and he said, you're gonna marry your best friend. He's your best friend, and I said, okay. And I turned to go back to my seat. He started laughing. But by the time I got to the seat, he started prophesying to somebody else. And he said, wait a minute. He said, woman of God, it's not who you with. Mm-hmm. But never
did I go back to
Reggie. And when he asked me to marry him, I was like, wow. But it was so different. Mm-hmm. It was like a love relationship. And and it's been Reggie Renee ever since.
Ever since.
1996,
okay.
Girl.
Awesome. That's a beautiful love story.
Yeah. So this wedding, I need for my kids to, you know, all of us are very, we're very close.
Okay.
And I just want them to see that this is what love is all about.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's not for me, it's for them.
It's for them. Mm-hmm. It's for them to see what love is all mm-hmm. about. It's gonna be a mm-hmm. beautiful, beautiful ceremony. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yes. So you said covering him. So you've always covered him.
I've always covered him.
I've always covered him.
And even when I'm mad at him, I will cover him. I'll be like, nah, mm-hmm. God, okay. I'm a cover.
Okay, but I'm still
mad.
I'm mad now, but I'm a cover.
You know, because my first lady taught me, I don't care how mad you are, but when you step out that car.
Come on.
Nobody better know that y'all been arguing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing. Yeah. My dad was a pastor, and that was the same thing mm-hmm. that I watched with my parents. Because, mm-hmm. you know, every relationship, they have heated fellowship.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I say, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But no one, and even my dad would say, no one should know when you are having a bad day or when y'all had an argument. No one should know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I practice. And I tell young people, when we are counseling couples that are getting married, no one should know.
That's right.
No one should know. And definitely if you are a pastor's wife, you should not be sitting on the second row and everyone else is go ahead, standing up, preach, pastor, and you sitting with your face tight.
My first lady told me, Sister Wilson told me, she said, they're watching you.
They are.
They're not watching him. Right. They're watching you as to what you're going to say or what you're going to do.
Right.
So I've always kept that, you know, right there in front of me as well. My facial expression. That's why I had to really work on my facial expression, because I'm like, you know, I don't go to church meetings. I try not to go to church meetings because I don't do right in them.
Yeah.
You know, so
I talked about that in a previous episode, that my dad pastored 30 plus years and she would never go to church meetings. The only church meeting she went to was the Monday I was giving birth to my baby.
Wow.
And they didn't want to have to drive back and forth because it was about a 25 minute drive from the church to the house.
Yeah.
And it would have been a backwards drive. And so even then she sat in the office. Mm-hmm. She didn't go into the meeting because it can get a little contentious.
Yeah, because I've been to some church meetings and I'm like, hold, wait a minute, because that is not true. That is not true. And it takes a minute to wind me back in, you know?
Because you're real and you want to make sure everybody understands.
Especially when when I know what I live with.
Absolutely.
You know, I know his heart and I know he means well.
Yes.
So that it bothers me when someone comes against his character.
Yes.
It does.
It does.
It bothers me because, you know, and I used to tell him all the time, now, if you ain't living worth nothing, I'm not going to follow you. And he shares that all the time.
Yes, absolutely.
He shares that all the time. Absolutely. I'm very proud of my husband because you have most first ladies who are, this is where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
They're gifted to be here.
Yeah.
It's their calling. Mm-hmm. But then you have some ladies who have been brought into it. And it's hard for them to learn how to play that part, you know?
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people don't know. Now, you got hood.
Oh, come on.
And you got Christ-like.
Yes.
You a mother. You know, you don't know where you are in life at that
That's
moment,
right.
You know? And it's hard.
And it's hard. It's hard to find your place.
It's hard.
It's hard. And it's even harder when you got people coming against your husband.
Because absolutely.
The regular wife would be ready to get him, okay? But you understand, I have too much to lose.
I have too much. And I have and too I many too people that's looking walking, at me.
Right.
That's looking at me.
That's
and
right.
I want to set example for not only for my people, but for somebody that's out there that's watching me, that's saying, okay, I'm ready to come in now.
Absolutely.
Because if she can do it, I can do it.
That's why I'm real. Yeah.
Because those that they look over, give them to me.
That's right.
I got them. I ain't fit to judge you, baby. I got a pass too.
Absolutely.
I'm like this right here on the dope. Ain't no skeletons coming out of there.
I tell people all the time, I didn't always sit on the second row.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Absolutely.
It just wasn't always Lady Plowder.
Come on
now. It wasn't
always
Lady P.
Come on.
So we all have a history.
That's
we
right.
We all have a past.
That's right.
And so it's important to let people know that.
It is important. And you let them know what you need to let them know.
Absolutely.
Because as first ladies, we cannot... we can't talk to everybody.
Okay.
I don't talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Because everybody can't take what you I wouldn't dare come talk to somebody about well, my husband, blah, blah, blah. And I don't like to, you know, my husband and I talk. Mm-hmm. We talk.
Yeah.
I don't even talk to my mother about things.
Right.
Because our household is our household.
Yes.
And what it takes for mine, it may not take it for yours,
yes.
You know?
Yes, absolutely.
So we have to bounce off each other and whatnot, you know?
And that's important. And it's
very
even
important.
In an age of social media where everybody posts everything about everything.
Social media
important.
Ain't for that.
It's not for that.
It is not your personal journal.
That's what I tell people.
It's not. And I think the people, they have to understand, Lady P, I think they have to understand that if you put it out there, you look for the response. Because everybody's not going to agree with what you say.
Not at all.
So ain't you should be mad.
No.
Because you put it out
you
there.
You put it out there for everybody to
you
see.
You put it out there.
That's right. So that's important to understand when you are married and when you are a first lady. It is hard. You have to be mindful of what you share with people.
Where you go.
Where you go.
What you wear. What you do. You have
because you're representing Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You're representing the church.
Mm-hmm.
You're representing your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. And sometimes you do want to say, look, I'm just who I am. But you can't.
That's right.
Now representing all of these people. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to cause someone to stumble.
To stumble. That's it right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you still can have fun.
Absolutely.
There are boundaries.
Yes.
I so agree with that, with boundaries. Mm-hmm. There are boundaries and you can have your boundaries. Mm-hmm. He didn't want us to be stiff-necked.
No.
You know?
No, he didn't.
Now, I know I love to dance.
Okay.
And I love to dance the night away at the Hideaway. I did. I was there at 4 o'clock until they turned the lights
on. And
mom said, be home at 12.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I was there till 4 o'clock because I love to dance.
Yes.
But my ministry is not in the club.
Right.
So I know I can't go there talking about I'm trying to save somebody.
That's
and they're playing
it.
My favorite song.
Exactly.
So I want people to be real with that piece as well, too.
Yes.
Go where your ministry is to those that you can reach in the places where the Lord has called you to reach them. Now, I'm not a tent revivalist.
No. That's not your calling.
That ain't my calling.
Okay.
I like to be inside the walls.
That's right. I don't do mosquitoes and I don't do heat. Don't do heat. So
at
I know
all.
My calling. And the
at
Lord knows your calling too. So he'll make sure you are where you're supposed to be. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's ma'am.
So funny. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So tell me about, you have a ministry, Fragrance. What was it? It was in your bio. Men at Hearts, and it was something about the Fragrance Ministry. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Let me get my notes. Hold on. Let me get my notes. It was...
Oh, the Fragrance of Ministries of Love Christian Fellowship.
Yes, yes, yes.
So my husband and I, have, it's a Ministries of Love Christian Fellowship.
Okay.
Where basically we, different churches.
Okay. We fellowship together.
We fellowship together.
Okay.
More so like the KFM, you know, we're still under KFM with Bishop Brown and Trina, Lady Trina. But it's like the MLCF. Ministry of Love Christian Fellowship, and so we just kind of do little different things with. I have men ministries within it. Just different things with the churches coming together.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
fellowship
good.
With one another.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. Well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a songstress.
Yeah.
Yes. And faith over fear. Talk to me about what faith over fear, because I want us to dwell a little bit on that, because fear is so crippling sometimes.
Fear paralyzes.
It does.
Mm-hmm. But faith mobilizes.
Absolutely.
My cousin, Lord, let me get through this without crying.
It's okay. We can cry.
My cousin, Cedric Miles, mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, August 9th, it's 2 years that he's passed. Mm-hmm. This was his song that he brought to the choir. United Voices of Praise is the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he brought this song to us, and he said, Renee, I want you to lead this song. Cedric probably would have been 31, his birthday this year, 31, 32, somewhere up in there. And he brought this song to us, and the song is so powerful. It says, hard to trust him when you can't see, so easily to easily doubt him when you don't believe. Mm-hmm. But pray, hold on, your victory is near. Just put your faith over fear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's powerful, because what happens is sometimes we allow fear to cripple us, like you stated.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to the point that fear is just a word. It's an emotion.
Yeah.
And we all have emotions. It's just like love.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So you have to decide whether you're going to let that emotion keep you down, or are you going to get up and say, hey, word, there's nothing.
Absolutely.
I'm more than that. I'm more than a conqueror.
Yes.
I'm more than a word.
Exactly.
You know, I'm more than this feeling right here.
Mm-hmm.
Because God didn't give us the spirit of fear.
Not
so if he didn't give us the spirit of fear, how dare I allow a word to conquer me?
Yeah.
So that faith over fear is real.
Okay.
It's real. And yeah, he brought that to the songs, to the choir. And, it was January. I can't remember the date, the year when it came out. And, when I tell you it played, people were delivered, and is saved through it.
Mm-hmm.
Had strong testimonies. it played on the radio for 98.5 for a while. It stayed number one for a while.
That's awesome.
But yeah, to tell you the truth, I have not. I haven't sung it since he's been gone.
Really?
But I still believe in the power of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how have you applied that to your life, having faith over fear?
There are a lot of things that I've wanted to do in life. I'm not a test taker. And I get fearful when it comes to if anybody mention anything about a test. And that part is a part that holds me down because of not being where I want to be because of passing, getting that LPC,
yes,
and stuff like that. Okay. Not knowing that I don't know the information, mm-hmm, but that fear of, what oh if? My God, the first one is wrong and I'm just anxiety kicking in, yeah, and what. So I'm working on that piece.
Okay.
But as far as with faith in my life, and I don't allow fear to cripple me to the point that I can't see myself grow.
Okay.
Because even though I have taken it two or three times, I don't let it stop me.
Right.
I don't let it stop me.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a purpose for you reaching that goal.
There's a purpose for me
reaching
that goal.
Somebody's gonna need you, right?
That's right.
Someone needs you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And although I can deliver, but there's like that door with that blind to it right, mm-hmm, there. I can't go past that door until I have the credentials of what I need.
Right.
But I know it.
Yeah. So you gotta follow through.
Gotta follow through.
Yes.
And gonna get it.
And you will. When I read that, I was like, you know what? That is so powerful because fear is, it has stopped so many people,
yep,
from pursuing their goals. Mm-hmm. I told so many people that I have quit this,
yeah,
a thousand times.
Yeah.
Even before we started, yeah, I had talked myself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew God talked to me. I knew he spoke to me in the car, mm-hmm, today. I knew what he said,
mm-hmm,
but it was the fear of the what ifs.
Yeah.
What if it doesn't go well? What if people don't like it? What, mm-hmm, if, but I had to get over that. Like you said, I had to talk myself out of it,
yeah,
and realize it is just an emotion like anything, mm-hmm, else. And if God brought that to me, he's going to help me get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the enemy uses fear stop us from
because
doing
he knows
what
what's behind
absolutely
it. He
absolutely
knows what's behind, mm-hmm, it, and we have to walk in confidence, and it's walking in that confidence because, mm-hmm, I was telling my best friend I go to church with her when I go to Georgia, and she said, "Where do you want to sit?" I said, "To the front."
Right.
I'll sit to the back. And I walk in with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk on the stage to sing in confidence. Mm-hmm. I'll be just as nervous and scared. But it's the confidence that I want, because I know that if I'm here, God is here too.
Absolutely.
I'm bringing you with. Come on, bro.
Come
you got to come with
that's
me.
That's right, right.
You know, we
right
got to do this thing together.
Yeah.
So it helps me along the way with a lot of things in my life. But there are portions in our life where sometimes we waver because of that, mm-hmm, that piece of fear,
mm-hmm,
sometimes. But, you know, just having that person to, sometimes you need that nugget, that person to come and say, hey girl, you're stronger than that.
Right.
And you know it.
Yes.
But just hearing
just
it.
Just hearing it. Sometimes, mm-hmm, you need someone, because we are the pusher so much.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. That's
and
right.
You talked about some things before we got on air.
Uh-huh,
you talked,
uh-huh,
about there's some things that you know you're supposed to be doing it.
Yeah.
But because we push other people so much that, yeah, we sometimes put ourselves on the back burner.
We do.
Do you think a lot of first ladies do that often?
Uh-huh.
Put ourselves on, why do you think that's
the
case?
I think they do it because for some, and I know I've done it,
mm-hmm,
for some, they want their husband to shine.
Right.
I'm a pusher.
Yeah.
So I push him to shine.
Okay.
Don't call my name. I don't need my name called.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Him.
Right.
When I'm standing up to talk, don't worry about me.
Mm-hmm. Him.
Because I know his heart.
That's right.
You know,
mm-hmm,
you know, they always say behind every good man, you know, well, I'm all around him.
That's right.
I am all every
absolutely
time. When you look, where you? I'm all around.
Because
I'm here.
Yes.
I'm present.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, I pushes him, and you're right. We push a lot of people because of who we are,
mm-hmm,
and our nature.
Right.
and we push. Mm-hmm. And in the process of pushing, we sometimes get lost in the push. Mm. And then we see other people doing house stuff.
Then we go, I should have been doing that.
Thank you, Lord.
Right. But in that pushing, we have to learn how to push ourselves.
Yeah.
Do you agree? We got to learn how to push ourselves.
Agree.
Yeah.
I totally
because
agree.
We don't need to get lost in that.
Yeah.
We don't need it to be 5 years, 10 years, 12 years later.
Absolutely.
And we're saying, mm-hmm. I've raised children. Mm-hmm. I've pushed my husband. I've pushed the students at my job.
Yeah.
I've done all of this. And then I'm still here saying, I should have.
I should have. Mm-hmm. I should be further along. And I analyze myself like that sometimes. Okay. I really do. Mm-hmm. Girl, you know, you should be further along than where you are. Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm at this point in my life right now, you know, I'm like, you know, we go through these midlife crises.
Yes.
And then over the midlife crisis, you know, on the 20th, I turned 56.
Okay.
So it's like I'm at this point now, like, okay, my children are grown. Mm-hmm. There's nobody but me and my husband in the house. Mm-hmm. What I want to do? I can do whatever I
want to
do, really.
Whatever you want
Whatever
to
I want to do.
Yeah.
But what do I want to do? I'm a live person.
Okay.
I like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go places.
Yeah.
You know, I like to go get revived and come back.
Yes.
You know, I got my girls who I hang out with.
Okay.
You know, we do things in decency and in order.
Yes.
And I come back and I'm able to say yes, baby,
uh-huh.
in the church.
Okay.
Yes, sweetheart. Yes. So, yeah. You know, there's a lot that I want to do, but I don't want to be so confined. As I stated earlier, we have to have boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be so confined. Please don't take this the wrong way. I don't want to be so confined to the church till I'm no earthly good.
Right. We so heavenly bound,
Ooh.
No earthly good. That's what my mama would always say.
Ooh, uh-huh. Lord. Can't stop my life. Because see, my grandfather, now you like I said, we got a lot in common.
Okay.
My grandparents raised me.
Okay.
My grandfather was a pastor.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Everybody went to church.
Everybody.
Everybody.
It wasn't a question.
Whether you wanted to go or
right.
not.
And once we got a certain age, my dad would say, okay, we leaving. But my mom would say, when I look back.
You better be there.
You better be there.
Because
I got to an age where I could drive. And when I look back, you better be there.
Yeah.
And they didn't play. And we knew they weren't.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, my kids... We allowed them to have their bound. Now my son, my kids are they're all different.
Okay.
My oldest son Reggie, who's 27, he plays the drums.
Okay.
He's always played the drums.
Okay.
He's been in the church with us. My daughter Ariel, who's 32. She's been on the praise team. Well, all three of them was on the praise. We was at K-Branch. We was the praise team.
Right.
And my baby boy, as a matter of fact, my baby boy and Reggie, my oldest son, they had a group together called Young Men in Christ.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You pull them up on YouTube. You see a lot of stuff,
okay.
Young Men in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And they went places singing and stuff like that. So it's always been instilled in them.
Mm-hmm.
But we always allowed them to. I remember one morning they was like, oh, Ma, can we just stay home for church? And I said, yeah, you can. I give them that, you
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely.
Now
to.
They asked me the next one. Mom, can we stay? No, you stay
really.
Last Sunday. You come on, you know. So
because
you know,
they need a break. Sometimes.
They need a break sometimes.
They do.
You know, there are some Sundays that me and my husband will go someplace. We
right.
need a break sometimes.
You do.
So you know, they grew up in the church and mm-hmm. whatnot, and so now Reggie, he still plays the drum. Ariel comes from Columbia, dedicated. She comes from Columbia
to
Darlington. Now Jalen comes when he needs to. He
okay.
lives in Charlotte now,
okay.
you know.
Okay.
He'll say, well, I'll catch you on virtual, Mom.
Okay.
I got catch on the line. But LaReggie is a rapper. He's an artist.
Okay.
It's called Uno Way.
Okay.
He's also they just had a movie that came out. It's called My Crazy Family.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually in another movie. I don't know the name of that one. That was the one the guy did around Bennettsville.
Okay.
And it turned into a movie. But My Crazy Family has been really floating.
That's
and
awesome.
He's been so we support that.
Okay.
You know, we go to premieres.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we share his music.
Mm-hmm.
Now the music ain't nothing you play in the church. But we support it.
That's your baby.
It's got a nice beat to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know?
Okay.
I don't understand half the stuff that be, but I support. We support yes. him. You know, my baby boy, Jalen, he has his little clothing line, Backyard Boys. We buy shirts, we wear them, you know.
Absolutely.
Our kids have their own personalities and that's what we raise them to be.
Right.
You know, it may not they may not be pulpit, but they're out in the community.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, they have so many attachments because of the fact that they take God with them.
Yes.
They know him.
Mm-hmm.
And they know I talk to them about them. They pay them tithes now.
Right.
Oh, we tithers. Oh, no.
That's right.
You're going to pay them tithes.
Them that.
I taught
them that. That's right.
Mm-hmm. 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 You're struggling because mm-hmm. you ain't paying your tithes. You know? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We get
that's
that in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a conversation
yeah,
we have.
You have to have. You mm-hmm. have to. Yeah. So you yeah. struggling? That's because did you pay your tithes?
You pay your tithes? My son, mom, saying fifth. I said, okay. Is that your tithes? Okay. All right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny that you say that because one thing Jeremy says is that wherever you are, you are representing Christ. Whether
right.
that's in
right.
the locker room, mm-hmm. you playing football, mm-hmm. whether that's you in medical school, no matter where you
that's
are,
right.
God has placed you in a place. Because he needs you there.
That's right.
He needs to be there, and he's using you
mm-hmm.
to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And as parents, we got to support our babies.
We gotta support them.
We have to support
them. And I'm going to support mine now.
That's right. Because if we don't, the world will.
The world will.
And they'll pull them. And so that's not what we want.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Right. So we allow them to have boundaries as well.
Okay.
But they know God, honey. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they really do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that rigid call in a minute, Ma. Let me tell you what, Lord, he dealing with me with this right here.
Okay.
And he'll start, even as a young child, he always read the book of Revelations.
Really?
Now he could, baby, I don't, go in there and talk to your daddy because I don't know about that stuff right there. Now you talk about these two-headed and three-headed. Stop reading
that. That's that book that
stop.
People
don't read.
Like
why
to
you,
read
stop
Revelation.
Reading it. My husband had to make him stop. I'm serious.
Really?
He would dissect that Revelation. And his son today is, I think Kamara's 8 years old. 8 years old. And his son today, he writes out little sermons. He always want to do something, to do the prayer at the church or something whenever he come. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. spiritual minded
mm-hmm.
because of what we live in front of them.
Absolutely.
And that's key.
Yeah, that's true.
That's key.
And that's a theme that keeps coming up in the conversation is not what we say,
it's
but the way
do.
Is what we do. You
your
know, it's
actions.
The way we live, it's your actions. People are watching.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can talk all day long.
That's right.
About I'm this and I'm that. But how are you living?
That's right.
How are you living? And
that's right.
that's important.
That's
very
listen,
important. Very important.
It's very important. And mm-hmm. and we have to pray for one another because
right.
the devil is busy.
Yeah.
He's busy. But just mm-hmm. because he's busy don't mean that you have to take the bait that he brings
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Now, if I'm vulnerable
mm-hmm.
And things are going on with me, because when you're vulnerable, you're an easy prey.
Right.
So things begin to attach to you that shouldn't.
Right.
And so when I'm vulnerable, I'm home. Mm-hmm. I'm home.
Yeah.
If it's going to get me, it's going to come
in
the house.
It's not going to get me out of the street.
No.
Yeah.
I'm home
mm-hmm.
because I don't need nobody in my ear.
Right.
I don't need nobody trying to tell me nothing other than what the word says.
Yeah.
And you know, and let's be real. Sometimes you don't even want to hear what the word say. All depends on where you at.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
that's
saying?
Right.
I'm saying, listen, I done
that's
heard all
truth.
That. I'm,
yeah.
I, listen,
this
right
is
now,
not a good time.
This is not a good time.
I
know what he said,
mm-hmm.
but let me feel me right now.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Let me feel me right
mm-hmm.
now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so much goes on
yeah.
in the church when it comes to first ladies and stuff. I know one of my girlfriends, one of my first lady friends, and was saying her daughter told her, said, Mom, why we got to hide our emotions? Why we got to keep our emotions in check when nobody else don't? They lie on us, you know, they talk about us, they leave, you know, and doggone what you done did for them, you know. And we have to, we still have to pull the jacket together.
That's right. And walk
and look
in,
to Paul.
And look to Paul.
No matter how hurt you are.
Right. And that's hard.
Baby.
That's hard. And I don't think people always understand. Because when they're hurt, when church members are hurt,
mm-hmm.
we're supposed to
mm-hmm.
love on them and help them process that and
yep.
talk to them. But it's very seldom
yeah.
that people talk to first ladies.
Absolutely.
And say, how are you?
Hmm. Just that.
Just how are you doing today?
Yeah.
No, that's really hard. And so that's why I wanted to have this platform or a safe space for people to come and talk.
Yeah.
Which is something else. You know, God has been dealing with me with some other things. Mm-hmm. It's just a place for women to come together and just talk and support and love on each other, because it is hard.
It is hard.
Last week I talked to my daughter, right here on the second row, or as she said, the fifth row. Because she don't sit on the second row, she said. But those were conversations that she had. Yeah. She was like, you know, mommy, I saw how people would leave, and I saw how it would hurt you guys. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair. It's not. It was hard. And as a PK, I did the same thing. I saw people and saw how my mama was graceful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walked still with grace, still loved on people, knowing how they talked and how they treated and how they acted.
Absolutely.
And you have to put on that face. And it's not being fake. It's just knowing I can't. Mm-hmm. I got too many people watching me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have to represent Christ. Yeah. I just do. And so it's hard.
And you know what, Lady P, we do that. We really, really do that. But I'm just really coming out of that.
Okay.
And like I said, my husband and I, and if it wasn't for him, I don't know what state of mind I would have been in. Mm-hmm. When situations happen, because my heart is my heart, and I give from my heart,
right?
And when I love from my heart, mm-hmm. my whole heart,
yeah.
And when you abuse my heart, mm-hmm. I get angry,
yeah.
I do. Mm-hmm. I get angry,
and
you know.
That's human.
That's human.
The Bible says, "Get angry, but sin not."
But sometimes you want to.
You want to. That flesh rile up, you feel
it
like,
rises up, baby. Sometimes you want to, you do. And it's, like I said, I don't know where I would have been without my husband, because, you know, I have things that I want to say, you know, I want to tell you off, you know, I want to tell you off real good.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter said something when situations was going on, in the church, and, my husband had did a, he did a Bible study. Right now we're doing virtual Bible study, but still be good.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible study was, watch what you say. She gonna text me and say, Mom, why Daddy preached that? Because I had some stuff that I needed to talk about. I said,
Nope.
Some things you gotta, I remember this song said, leave it alone, leave it alone. God can handle it. If you leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
Yes.
Just leave it alone.
Yes,
and in this, in the time of, because guess what? I don't care how mad we are, in the midst of all that, I still got to pray for you. Absolutely. While I'm praying for me to God, heal my heart so I can still pray for your foolishness and get past
and get
this.
Past that. Right.
That's what
I talked to someone today who was dealing with something, and she said, plotted, like out of nowhere, it was like, pray for that person. And she said, I knew that was the Lord. And she said, I was crying. But I was praying for them. She said, but I didn't want to. I said, that was the Lord healing your heart.
That's growth, honey.
That's growth.
That's
and
growth.
She said, I didn't want to. I said, but that's growth.
That's right. That's growth.
And the Bible does tell us, you got to pray for your enemies.
You got to pray for them that despitefully use you.
You got to.
Mm-hmm. Because
and
the enemy.
And do good for them, by them. That's what it's.
And the enemy uses them too.
Yeah.
And they don't even realize it, you know? Mm-hmm. And we got to pray for each other.
Exactly.
We really do. But because we have something more than some of the other first ladies, we have the mental health piece that we know, it's something deeper than that there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it. Mm-hmm. It's something deeper.
It's not you, but it's you being used by
absolutely.
It. Right. And
absolutely.
I'm not going to even hold it against you. I'm not going to judge
that's
you.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's what helps me. I thank God for that. I thank God for Webster University. Did you go to Webster?
I didn't. I got my master's from South Carolina State in
that's
school
still
counseling.
Good.
Yeah, it was
that's
good.
Still good.
It was good.
I love Webster.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just going and sitting there and listening to her about people, I'm like, wow, that's why people act like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I act like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really in that DSM-5 book.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in there.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm in there. It might be towards the back, but I'm in there. Ooh.
We all have some things
we are working on.
And we have to be mindful of that and be patient with people. Be patient with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's life.
That, yeah.
Life be lifing. That's what I tell the kids.
Yes,
life
it does. Yes,
life.
It does. But I tell them all the time, I'm sick of people.
Yes.
I'm peopled out.
So what do you do about that? How do you handle that? How do you handle those days where you don't feel like being first lady or being pastor? I just want to sit in the back and I just want to sit in the bag and I don't want to. How do you deal with that?
Well, when at church, I you know, you'll go to church and you say, today I'm going to church. I ain't doing nothing.
Right.
I ain't prophesying. Mm-hmm. I ain't telling nobody nothing. Yeah. Baby, let's go. We talking all of we going to church. We're going to have a quick little service and we're going on to the house.
Right.
The Lord move like never before. Prophecy come.
Yes,
well, you got to lay hands. And I'm like, I'm tired. You don't get away from it.
You never get away from
but it. But I have my letdown moments. Okay. I have my moments. I just got back from, I took a week off from work. Mm-hmm. I just came back from Georgia. My best friend, that's my spot. I go, I, you know, relax myself and whatnot. Okay. I have some college friends. Every year, this year we didn't because I'm doing my wedding mm-hmm. and they're coming down. But every year we do a girls trip.
That's awesome.
And we find a place to go. Okay. We let it happen. And they know, well, I don't care where we going or what we do. I think our last trip was in New York.
Okay.
We went to Madison Square and we went to see the Michael Jackson.
Oh my God,
it was so good.
I love Michael Jackson. Good. I know my husband, when he sees that, he's going to roll his eyes because I'm a big Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah,
so
honey,
I know that was good.
It was so good. It was good. So it was, you know, we did some things, okay. But they know on Sunday mornings, all right, y'all, I'm going to be downstairs. Or they're like, all right, girl, get that praying for us. Yeah. So I have my time when I could, you know, do my letdown with my friends okay. and stuff like that. You know, a lot of people think that when you save, all your friends got to be saved. Listen, I keep the slades and the gun holders and then the knife carriers. I keep them near. I had one attempt to say, look, don't you bother. I got it.
Yes, I've had some people, don't you say a word.
I got that.
See, you can't say anything, but I can. That's what they tell me. And I'm like, no. No, I got you. I got
okay,
you.
Well, yeah. Let the Lord lead you. Yeah. I'm going to pray for you. I keep them close.
Yeah.
I keep them close.
Yeah, you have
and
to.
They respect. They're very respectful.
And
I have a
important.
Lot of friends. You know, I have a lot of friends like that. And they're mm-hmm. very, very respectful of me. Mm-hmm. They'll call and they'll check up on me, you know, and whatnot. And I pray for them, honey.
Exactly.
God, cover them.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, cover him.
He'll cover him.
You know, touch their heart. Let him
yes,
bring him on in. Yeah. So as long as I'm near someplace. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you keep living your life and keep living.
That's right.
Again, let him watch you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I have my friends that I can call and I can, you know, me and my best friend talk every morning.
Okay.
So I bounce stuff, some things, you know, mm-hmm. off of her and mm-hmm. whatnot. So yeah.
And that's important because sometimes being in a church and being a first lady, mm-hmm. it can get lonely
mm-hmm.
Because you don't have that. It's hard to build friendships within a church.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. it can come back to hurt mm-hmm. you. It can come back to hurt you. And so I think it's important that you do have friends outside of the ministry.
Yeah.
Because You just need to have that safe space,
mm-hmm.
That place where you can fall, and just be.
Yeah. I'm not. It's just two of us, my brother and myself.
Okay.
And like I said, my grandparents raised me, mm-hmm. so I was the only child for like 5 years.
Okay.
You know, and with my grandparents, my aunts and uncles were my brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was spoiled, mm-hmm. and I had everything. But my first job was at age of 15 through the JTPA program,
JTPA.
Job Partnership Act.
Yes.
And I started working at Alcohol and Drug Commission. And I started making money. And it was then my grandmother taught me how to save. Because I have a lot of attempts. You're an old soul. And I am. I'm an old soul. So I've been around, you know, I used to take mom to her friend's house, and I sit there and I just listen, you know, at the wisdom and whatnot. So I've always been, my circle has always been like this.
Okay.
If that many.
Yeah.
So being lonely, I ain't got no problem with that.
Okay.
Not having a lot of friends around me, let me say that.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that mm-hmm. because I love my couch. I love coming home from work. I love coming home, first of all.
Yeah.
Because everybody can't say that.
That's right.
I love coming home, sit in my chair for a couple of minutes and not hear nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I ride home and nothing. No radio, no nothing.
Girl, have you sat in the car for about a...
Yes.
Ooh,
man. And I find the older I get, the more I just... I get home and just sit there.
Yeah. I don't want to be bothered.
I don't want to have to go in. I don't want to be bothered.
My mama must got, listen, I believe I got an ankle bracelet on or something. She always know when to come. I've been like, and then when I don't answer the door, she got a key. I'm in. Oh my God, you done messed up my piece.
Just a little bit of time. I'm not thinking about what I'm cooking for dinner. I'm not thinking about none of that. I'm just sitting down.
Right.
Just calming down from the day.
And it's important.
Yeah.
It's important. My husband and I have, and we did it for the church. We have a prayer and an affirmation that we do in the mornings. And I see he did something that I'm going to steal.
Okay.
He recorded it. And so every morning he listens to it. He recorded it on his phone. Okay. And he listens to the prayer and the affirmation every morning. And it helps. Now, let me tell you, somebody who helped me get my day started going to work. Mm-hmm. Honey, you put on that Cindy Trim prayer.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta.
I have to.
Cleaning up when you're doing that spiritual cleaning and getting all them demons up out of there, because you could be in the room down here and they making noise back there in the back. And I tell my mama, say, what is that? They back there, them Beelzebub spirits. They listen, I'm going to put y'all out.
All the way out. So that helps you.
It helps me.
Yeah.
It helps me. I'll do a deep clean in a minute, honey. Yes, they come home and be like, Mom, what? Mm-mm. It's on.
Yeah. And you need that.
So I know how to get my peace.
Okay.
I know how to have my peace.
Yeah.
And I know how to stay in my lane.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how to be able to come back from different things. You know, it takes us a minute and we have to bounce back faster.
Let's talk about it. We do.
We have to bounce back faster.
We can't sit in there and dwell in it.
I can't go in there and put the covers on my head and stay in there for about a week. No. I can't do it. Mm-mm. I can't do it. Because somebody dying while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
They're dying.
Yes, they are.
They're dying. Yeah. So, yeah, we have a strong calling.
Yes,
they don't think so, but we really do.
We do. Mm-hmm. And I really tell people often, yes, the Lord called him, but he also called us.
Mm-hmm.
He also called us.
Yep.
So before we go in it,
okay,
because time is going, I'm enjoying it. I talked about it a little bit earlier, but when the Lord called you into the ministry, mm-hmm. were you hesitant because your husband was a pastor, or did you say yes, Lord, I'm here?
You want the truth?
I do want the truth.
My husband gave me my date. He said, this is when you're going. I won't go up there. I hadn't seen too much. I hadn't seen that. It's like the, I saw too much. Mm-hmm. I saw it with my grandfather.
Yeah.
I saw it with my husband, mm-hmm. you know, and I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. So he gave me my date. And when I think it was 2016, January. And when I preach, I think, my grandmother had died. Some things was going on with my brother-in-law during the time. I think he had got locked up or something to that nature. And I had a whole lot on me.
Mm-hmm. And you said, I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm. But I love it. I really do. I love it. Now, like I shared with my husband, I said, now listen here. He told us to do it. He didn't say how long. We in part two of life. Right. I really want to enjoy it. The responsibility carries.
Ooh, it's so heavy.
It's heavy. It's heavy. It really is.
It is.
And I'm like, okay, we'll go off and we got to get back by Sunday or Saturday. Listen, so we can get straight for Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
You know?
The running joke in our family is... The running joke in the Plowing family, my sister-in-law, because she's a pastor, uh-huh. is we can go to the moon if we want to.
But you better be back by
Sunday. But you better be back by Sunday morning. Because we got to be at the church house.
Got to be at the church.
So that is the running joke across the board. Like, yeah, you can, that's fine.
I do, I'm over praise and worship. Praise and worship.
Yes, ma'am.
And if ain't nobody else there, I still have to do
that's fine.
Praise and worship.
Okay, thank you.
I still have to do praise and worship.
Yes, yes.
I have to make sure I'm there to for my husband. If he's not there, I have to make sure the church is going on.
That's right. It's a big responsibility.
And I'm going to tell you something. If you don't find your common place, your safe place, mm-hmm. if you don't find your space, your challenge time to go off someplace and do something, it will kill you.
It will. It will.
And I'm not going to allow it to happen.
No, ma'am. That's not it.
Because people are going to be people when you're dead and gone.
Yes. And they'll say, ooh, when she was alive, she was doing so much. I don't know why she was doing so much.
People still doing the same thing they was doing when my grandfather was pastoring. Mm. Mm-hmm. Telling you.
Yeah. So you have to find that time to take care of yourself.
Self-care.
Self-care
is
so
important.
You
got to find it. It is so important.
Yes, it is.
It is so important. So, yeah.
All right. So tell me, what's your favorite scripture?
I'll say Romans 8 and 18.
Okay.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not compared to.
Ooh, yes,
girl. Yes.
So. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what would you tell a first lady that may be struggling right now, mm-hmm. trying to find her space, trying to find her place, trying to learn how to set boundaries? What advice would you give her?
I think that, and I've talked to a lot of first ladies, mm-hmm. And I think some advice that I've given them were to pray. Mm-hmm. Pray. Ask God what it is that they're needing to do mm-hmm. in this.
Right.
Because sometimes they don't know. Like I stated, some are called to be in this position, and some are in this position because the husband said, well, I'm gonna start me a church, you know? And so
It's like, what?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can't take, you gotta have patience.
Yes.
This is not a fly by night thing. You got to have patience, and you have to, communication is the key between you and your husband.
Yes.
I don't agree with everything my husband, with what the Lord gives my husband. Okay. I don't agree with a lot of it, but when he said, this is what the Lord says, mm-hmm. I don't fight with it.
Right.
I don't fight with it. Mm-hmm. So I have to make sure that I'm that nurturer as well. And so you have to be their peace sometimes too.
Yes.
Because this is it's a hard role, mm-hmm. and for them it gets lonely. Because my husband don't hang out with friends and stuff like
don't
that.
Do it, yeah.
You know what his piece is? Cutting the grass.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what he loved to do.
Yeah,
and I don't bother him during that time because that's what he loved to do. Mm-hmm. So in the process of doing this. You both have to make sure that you have your common place as well. Yeah. He has his, you have yours. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be Wonder Woman.
That's right.
You don't have to do everything.
You don't.
They may say, well, we need to get a women's ministry. What we doing with the stuff that we got? Mm-hmm. Let's bring it together.
Let's bring it together. Right.
So don't, I would tell them, don't torture themselves trying to do a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, DV out.
Mm-hmm.
DV out.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you need me, I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you. This has been awesome. This has been enlightening.
I've enjoyed this.
I've enjoyed it as well.
Because we don't get to do this.
At all. At all. We got to get together.
We do. And I'm pretty sure that there's more that we can do. And that's what mine is. Let's talk about it. That's what I was telling you that I wanted to do. You know, in mental health, they teach you how to do the circles.
That's right.
And so what happens in the circles is you're bringing it all in mm-hmm. and whatnot. So that's something that I feel that I want us to do.
Okay.
That'd
be great.
To talk about it.
Yeah.
Because they need that place.
They do.
You know, there's a lot of first ladies out here suffering.
In silence.
Mm-hmm.
In silence.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know where to go and who to trust.
Absolutely. They can't trust everybody.
No.
Yeah.
So follow through.
Follow through. I am.
Faith over fear.
I promise you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for allowing me to come
Absolutely.
And share.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you coming.
Yeah.
I know today was first day of school for you.
Yes.
So I'm 3-4 weeks in, but today was first. So I know today was a busy day, and I appreciate you taking
the time.
Yes. You gonna make it.
I'm
Tomorrow may feel like first day again.
But tomorrow's going to be, and you know what made me feel good? I know we got to go. I'm going to say this. You know what made me feel good today is that our principal, she's a lady, she's our principal. She sent us a text and said, thank you guys for all that you've done today. This was a wonderful first day. That meant a whole lot.
It did. It did.
That means a lot.
When you get those words of encouragement, because sometimes you feel like it's just falling all apart, but that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So have a great school year.
Thank you. I know
it's going to be amazing. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for joining me today on The Second Row. Please remember, you can join me every Wednesday on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to subscribe, like, follow, and share. And meet me next Wednesday on The Second Row. Thanks. Bye-bye.